Jamaica is on track to receive over $200 million more from the International Monetary Fund, IMF. This as the country has met all the criteria following the third IMF review. The IMF is also lauding the country for its efforts in creating strong macroeconomic policies and outcomes. What does all this mean for the economy? Find out on today's show. I'm Anthony Morgan and this is Going for Growth. Jamaica is on a course for an additional drawdown of approximately $233 million under the three-year precautionary standby arrangement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, if needed. That's the word from Finance Minister Audley Shaw, who says the country has met all criteria following the third IMF review. The IMF team, led by Dr. Uma Ramakrishnan, conducted its review from February 26 to March 9.
Jamaica met all the quantitative, fiscal and monetary performance criteria under the program through to the end of December 2017. The government has also achieved all the structural benchmarks. Significant progress has also been made towards attaining the benchmarks beyond the March 2018 quarter.
Minister Shaw was speaking at a joint Government of Jamaica IMF press conference at the office of the Prime Minister earlier this month. He says the sum will become available subject to the IMF Executive Board's approval of the review at its meeting scheduled for April. It will take the overall amount available to the island to just over $1 billion. Meanwhile, Minister Shaw says he welcomes the fact that the review was widened to facilitate social and climate change challenges facing the country.
Everything has to be taken in context. And this is a very important area. These topics included issues related to gender equality, crime and violence, climate change, and strengthening agricultural resilience, poverty, and youth development.
And the IMF team also conducted an Article 4 consultation review over the same period. During an Article 4 consultation, an IMF team of economists visits a country to assess economic and financial developments and discuss the country's economic and financial policies with the government and central bank officials. IMF Mission Chief to Jamaica, Dr. Uma Ramakrishnan, says the island has made considerable progress on macroeconomic policies and outcomes. However, in order to achieve further productivity and growth, she says the government must urgently address issues such as crime, bureaucratic processes, and access to financing. She adds that government will also need to act decisively on reducing the public sector wage bill.
Structurally reducing the wage bill is critical for the government to reprioritize spending towards growth-enhancing projects. Creating the space for much-needed growth-enhancing capital spending and building the social safety net will require going beyond temporary remedies like wage freezes and adjustments to non-wage benefits. It will require high-quality measures to overhaul the compensation structure, to retain skills and reward performance, streamline allowances, and prioritize government functions and shed activities that are unaffordable.
She says while these reforms will lead to a smaller public sector workforce, they will support a holistic reduction of the wage bill. In terms of inflation targeting, Dr. Ramakrishnan says formalizing the framework will entrench macroeconomic stability and promote growth.
Upcoming revisions to the Bank of Jamaica Act, including a clear mandate for price stability and a reformed governance structure, will help institutionalize the inflation targeting framework. Successful inflation targeting will require a clear commitment to a flexible and market-determined exchange rate. This implies that foreign exchange sales should be confined to disorderly market conditions, especially given the reductions in the surrender requirements, and buy auctions should aim to build reserves in a non-disruptive way.
She says financial sector stability is also a prerequisite for strong, sustained growth.
All reform considerations must be backed by a thorough assessment of appropriate regulations, risk management guidelines, and supervisory arrangements to ensure systemic stability.
IMF Mission Chief to Jamaica, Uma Ramakrishnan. That's it for our program. Thanks for listening. I'm Anthony Morgan with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week when we'll again be going for growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.